Good evening, everyone. Edwin Lee Raymer here with the PI Show. And again, this week we're going to switch some gears and we're going to do some politics here, local politics here in Rutherford County. We have with us tonight Mr. Stephen Reynolds for the congressional seat in the 4th District of Tennessee and a good longtime friend of Rutherford County. Mr. Hooper Pennell is with us. He has agreed to come on and enlighten us with some of his knowledge over past years, past elections, and those to come in the future. And we are indeed happy to have them here. We're going to be taking your calls and your texts. These gentlemen would love to hear from you. Steve is a Coffee County boy. Born, you went to graduate Coffee County, right?
That's right. I moved to Murfreesboro in 1988.
Okay. And Mr. Pennell, you've been here all your life, I guess, haven't you?
Well, I tell you what. Back about 19, we moved to Rutherford County, and I've been here ever since.
So you're a Tennessee guy.
Yeah, I'm a Tennessee guy.
All right. Very good.
County. Okay.
And we're going to be spending an entire hour with these two gentlemen, and they want to hear from you, and they want to have your comments, your text, your questions. But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I am a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
You're tuned in to the PI program, Tips and Tales from licensed longtime private investigator Edwin Lee Raymer. Taking your phone calls and text messages at 615-893-1450 on the PI program.
All right, and good evening, and this is the PI Show with me, Edwin Lee Raymer, and this broadcast is produced at the studios of WGNS AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach us tonight by dialing 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450 with your questions for Steve or for Hooper. Also, you can text your question to that number, and Dalton will be glad to take it down, and we'll read it over the air. If you don't want to call in and go on live radio, we certainly understand that if you don't want to give your name. And you can message me on Facebook at Private Investigations of Middle Tennessee Legal/Law, which many of you do over the course of the evenings, lots of times. And you can send a text to my phone, 615-390-7219. Our email address is privateinvest@bellsouth.net. Working the board tonight is Mr. Dalton Barrett, and it's much appreciated as always. And I trust and hope that everybody, guys, I hope everybody last week, we had you scheduled to be on last week, Steve and Hooper, but the July 4th thing, and I knew that a lot of people were going to be having family events and what have you.
Yeah, that's right, Ed. We had a really busy weekend with the campaign. We had 7 stops in 3 days. We did 3 different parades. We were in Lewisburg. We were up in Tracy City. And then we finished the holiday out up in Swanee. Had a great crowd up there at the University of the
Swanee. South. It's been years since I've been up there. Hooper?
Swanee, Tennessee.
Yep.
I had grandparents lived up there at one time.
Is that right?
We used to go up there and visit my grandmother, Wynn, on Christmas Day. And it was always a great experience because my uncle ran a general merchandise store up there in Swanee. And he would take the youngsters, there's about 3 of us, and we'd get through eating lunch, our dinner, our Christmas dinner, he'd take us down to the store and give us a sack. And
we could
fill up with chocolate candy, and then he'd bring a special sack of fireworks out. So that's where I got acquainted with fireworks. You know how the parents always says, now, don't y'all be careful on this. Now you burn your fingers off and blow your hands off. But anyway, well, Swanee's a great place, and they have a great following
up
there.
It's a real treasure to the state of Tennessee and the 4th District.
I'm
so proud to be running for the 4th District with all the great things
we had
having.
A good man from the, what's the Air Force base at Tullahoma?
Arnold Engineering Development Center.
He was head of security. His name was Jim Parrott. And he went to Swanee. This has been several years ago now. He took over there as head of security. And so we had a little bit of a connection there for a while, but I have not been down there in such a long time, but it is a great area. It really is. Now, you've campaigned. You're going everywhere.
We're going everywhere. The 4th District of Tennessee is just a huge district, Ed. It's 6,000 square miles.
How many counties?
16 counties.
16 counties.
And I was afraid you were going to ask me to name them all tonight. I'll do my best to name most of them. But essentially, it goes from Murray County all the way over to Cleveland, Tennessee, and Bradley County. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a very large area. But, you know, being born and raised in Tennessee, you kind of have an advantage. I know a lot of folks over in Bradley County, so that's a good thing.
And, of course, people move, too, over the years.
That's
jobs
right.
have taken them to different, you know, Steve, I mean, I went to high school with that guy, you know.
That's
and
right.
They may be all the way down in Chattanooga by now, but mm-hmm. you're still up here. Mm-hmm. But people will know you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And same with Hooper, I'm sure a lot of people that have moved around, we've grown so much here. We were talking earlier about Rutherford County.
You know, it's hard to look around on the square. I was up there the other day at the farmer's market getting some fresh vegetables. By the way, I had fresh vegetables today for lunch. I'll tell you, I had some corn and some potatoes and green beans and... Oh, it was just delicious. I just filled up. But anyway, you look around on the square up there, and there's so many new people. Every so often, you will see somebody that you know, and you can start talking. So
right.
That's good.
We're going to go to a break. Dalton, will you play us into our first break, please? And our good friends at Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits and Jay Mullins Jewelers right here in Murfreesboro. Edwin Lee Raymer back with you in 2 minutes. You know, Jeff Mullins is a multi-generational family-owned jewelry store. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry, also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar, gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com, or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com. Right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits. The finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party. And Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
All right, Dalton. Thank you. We're going to get started right now. Gentlemen, we have so much to cover. We've been talking out there for the last 30 minutes. Steve, I'm going to let you kick this off. I've got this on you, but tell folks about yourself, who you are and where you are and how you got here and all this.
Ed, thanks. Yeah, my name is Stephen Reynolds, and I grew up in Coffee County, Tennessee. I moved to Murfreesboro back in 1988. I started my career here in Rutherford County. I attended Middle Tennessee State University, and I started out on Burnt Knob Road at the quarry out there. Rogers Group actually owns the site now. And started with a shovel as an hourly employee and worked my way through school. And an opportunity came along from a company out of Liège, Belgium. And they had a manufacturing facility down in Giles County and a sales office in Nashville. And they offered me a job. I was about 24 years old, and I started traveling all over the world with the knowledge that I learned right here in Middle Tennessee in 9 countries and 46 states later, and here we are running for Congress here.
See, I never knew all of that. I never knew any of that about you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, one of the things that I like to talk about is before I came to Murfreesboro in 1985, I was part of a group in Manchester that traveled into Europe, 10 boys and 10 girls, part of a school program. And I actually walked up to the Berlin Wall, to the Communist Wall in 1985, and peered over into Communist East Germany and East German Border Patrol staring at us with loaded AK-47s, you know. Yeah. It's, it was quite an experience.
Thank goodness those days are gone.
Yeah.
And,
excuse me.
Stephen, I noticed also you've worked on multiple public works and private projects, like we were talking about Volkswagen, Amazon, Nissan, ThyssenKrupp. Managed a lot of large budgets, teams, negotiated multi-million dollar deals. That is bound to affect a candidate going for this particular job, because you're talking about serious American dollars here.
Absolutely. I think that most Tennesseans agree that, you know, one thing that the government is responsible for is our infrastructure of our country. And that's where my profession has been for 28 years now, is building roads and bridges and clean water systems and stormwater systems and things of that nature, and preparing for the future is essentially what we need to do. You know, the greatest economic game changer of our lifetime of in American history was Eisenhower's interstate highway system.
I was just thinking about that.
It was.
Yeah. As you were talking about it.
It was.
Yep.
Mr. Hooper Pinion, I want you to tell us about yourself. Like I said earlier, we were going to do. I did some research on Steve. Trying to do some on you, but they didn't have records back then.
Let me confess right now, while Steve is here, he was talking about Eisenhower. Yeah. And when I first joined the military, back when I was about 18 years old, ended up going to Spain for 3 years. And when I first got to Spain, this guy took me downtown, and this was like in 61, I forget now what it was, but Eisenhower had been over there visiting. And all I could see was Franco's picture on one side of the pole and Eisenhower's picture on the other side of the pole. Well, that was quite a lesson to me, because I didn't know all this was going on, really. But anyway, it was a good experience, and I did. I was in the military, and I voted for Eisenhower because he was a military man, and I thought that's where we needed to be at that time. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, my
things were a lot different back then.
I got back. My dad changed my mind pretty quick. He ran. He was Democrat here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. first time he ran for trustee, he got beat, and there was some strong candidate in there. His name was Cheetah Stockert, and he was great. He was a good friend of ours. But anyway, next time Dad ran, he won, and he ran 4 other times and was fortunate to be elected. Served 16 years, so. During that time, I picked up on a lot of traits and ideas that my dad had. His name is Howard Pinion. A lot of people know him around, and a lot of Republicans voted for him at that time, too.
Right.
But, the Democrats were sort of leading the way. And, by the way, we're reaping a lot of benefits right now because the Democrats were in office at that time. So.
Yeah, right.
I think folks ought to remember that. But
were talking earlier, I asked you about Mr. John Bragg, and I believe it was him, and I'll stand corrected on this, but Hooper said he thinks I'm right too. But and his theory was build good roads, good bridges, good schools, and the rest will fall right into place. And I know we're reaping those rewards right now.
We're reaping those rewards right now, and I think over the years we've neglected some of those avenues. Some of the bridges need repairing. Some of the roads are beginning to show some wear. But Rutherford County seems to be doing pretty good as far as the roads are concerned. But we've got some bridges in the state that it's hard to figure out whether you want to go over them or not.
Because of
the lack of maintenance. Now, I don't know where that comes, but most of the dollars that come in come from the federal government.
Sure.
You know, for that.
Exactly.
So,
that's right.
Steve.
But, you know, most folks don't understand how that works, Hooper. But every time you pump a gallon of gas, that's where that money comes from. And actually, that hasn't been raised since 1993. I was a young man Got to go up to Washington, D.C. as a grassroots lobbyist for my industry to try to get that bill passed in 1993. And I'll never forget encountering, had a meeting with Fred Thompson up there in D.C. Mm-hmm. And he was such a kind man and
he
such
was.
A statesman
yeah.
for the people of Tennessee. And,
he was.
And we you know, the meeting was very brief. He said, Steve, I know why you're here, and I'm going to vote yes on the highway bill. And we mm-hmm. haven't had anything, hasn't changed since 1993. And, you know, we're in 2016.
That's right.
Obviously, things have gone up, you know. The price
See,
of things
these are things
up.
That people need. To know.
Well, that's
and
true.
These are facts.
Right.
This is not a bunch of theory.
Right.
This man is talking, these two men are speaking to you about facts. Who?
Well, some of the grants that we get from the federal government, you know, that's money that comes to us, one of which hadn't been used lately, and that's the Insure Tennessee. We've got to do something to take care of our veterans. We've got to do something to take care of these individuals who do not have insurance. And, you know, It's not a giveaway program. It's
no.
to take care of the people that are in our society. And that's what we need to look at. You know, we're not here to bomb somebody or do this or do that. We're here to take care of ourselves, other people, and to do that, you know, we need to have a health plan and it takes money and it's there. Yeah.
Steve, you were saying before we went on there, about 1,100 students are homeless. Is that
yeah,
right?
that recently came to my attention, Ed. I couldn't believe this number. We have
I couldn't either.
Jeff Jordan, who's running for the school board here in Rutherford County,
right.
Brought this to my attention.
We good have, fella, good fella, good
great
fella.
Yes. We have 1,100 students in the Rutherford County school system that are homeless. That are sleeping in cars at night and that are sleeping in hotel
That's
rooms.
That's just ridiculous.
And right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, you know, and this fourth district that I'm running in is so diverse. You know, the problems here in Murfreesboro are a lot different than the issues in Grundy County or in Cleveland or Bradley County.
Sure.
But you know, that's just, it just really grabbed my heart. Something needs to be done.
It needs to be done. And one of the planks that we have as far as the Democratic Party in Rutherford County is concerned is, you know, we want to support the rights to earn a living wage, a fair health care system that provides accessible and affordable health care for everyone. And what we do envision is that these leaders that we're going to get in there this time will have the wisdom and the foresight to govern fairly, effectively, and responsibly as they work together with the people across the aisle to get the general welfare of all Tennesseans. And we do invite all Rutherford County residents to come out and join the Democratic Party and let us be successful.
Okay.
We're going to put Steve up there.
We have a phone call, and caller, are you on the line? Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, this is Ed Raymer. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing very well. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to, I heard you mention schools, and I just wanted to ask either or both of your guests their feelings about vouchers for our public schools, and I will hang up and listen to their comments.
May I ask what your feeling is on the vouchers, ma'am?
Well, having taught for many, many years in the public school system, I'm very opposed to the vouchers.
Understood.
I think it's are going to be a drain on what funding we do have. So I just believe that they're not helpful at all. I think our public schools, especially in Rutherford County, Mercer City, are excellent. So I just hope that our legislators will see that that's not the way to go.
Excellent with excellent teachers. Thank you for the question. I'll turn it over to Steve right now. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Sure, yeah. Thanks for the question. Well, one of the first things I say out on the campaign trail is that I am the proud product of a Tennessee public education.
Amen. Amen. Right here.
And I think that we've got great schools, especially here in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, but obviously some of the other counties that I am seeking to represent need some help out there in some of the rural areas. But vouchers really don't make a lot of sense to me. It's like we want to run a parallel public school system, and which, you know, essentially would have the same folks that complain about maybe the bureaucracy or the administration of the public school system are essentially asking to set up a second one, and that just doesn't make any sense to me. So I'm against the vouchers. I think that we should stick with our public school system.
I agree. If these people want to go to the voucher system, then they need to come up with another way to fund it. They're taking taxpayer dollars right out of the public schools and funding it over to the voucher system, and I don't think that's exactly right. I, as a taxpayer, don't feel like that's being my money's been wisely spent. So I'll stop and wait till this break comes on.
Okay, we've got a break coming up. Thank you, Mr. Penny. I think you've been here before. Dalton, take us to a break. Please play a little number 7 there, okay? Something we can move to. And this is the PI Show with me, Edmund Lee Raymer. Steven is with us. Hooper Peniel, back with you in 2 minutes.
Commissioner of Agriculture meets with farmers. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. Commissioner of Agriculture Jay Templeton recently met with farmers in East Tennessee to be able to sit down and discuss issues.
And for me, I've met a lot of these folks at Farm Bureau conferences and other producer organizations over the years, but this is really the first time as commissioner to come out and officially have this get acquainted type session. So I'm valuing it, and we're really appreciative of Farm Bureau's offer, and we're glad to take it up.
Commissioner Templeton is a sixth-generation farmer from McNairy County, where they raise cotton, grain, hay, timber, and cattle. He met with farmers in Johnson City from the surrounding counties and then did the same in Knox County.
We're pretty fortunate to be involved in this farming community that we are in Tennessee. It doesn't matter the size of the operation or the type of operation. When you're in production, you've got the same basic concerns of markets and weather and pests and so many things that you can't control. But when you get in a group like this and you're able to talk with other producers, it just makes you feel better about where we are in the farming community. And really, we're a hope for the rest of the country.
And producers do have some of the same concerns across the state, most recently being the lack of rain and then too much rain in some counties. Farmer Robert Helvey is president of the Sullivan County Farm Bureau and says he appreciated the commissioner making the effort to come east.
We certainly enjoyed our new agriculture commissioner. We can jokingly say he's been up East Tennessee twice and brought rain both times, and we needed it both times. It was good to understand that he comes from a farm background, different from anything we're used to, cotton, but he can still understand the problems that we go to regardless of what farming activity you're in.
Tennessee agriculture is in good hands. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
All right, Dalton, thank you. Steve Reynolds, Hooper Peniel's here with us. All right, back to, we've got so much we want to cover, folks. Steve, I know this is something that's dear to you, near and dear to your heart, the opioid epidemic we've got. I've got, overdoses here as piece in the paper this week by Mary Reeves from this is Daily News Journal. Overdoses could be caused by fake drugs. We were talking about this beforehand. If you don't live this type of life, you can't know how bad this is.
Right. I tell you what, Ed, this is an epidemic is what we're facing here in this
country.
And
not just here. It's everywhere.
It's all over the place. And we have, I used to coach baseball out here at Barfield Crescent and coached for 15 years. And I knew personally in the last 9 months three young adults who are no longer with us. And it's tragic. They were great kids. They came from great families. And addiction is, one of these things that's falling upon our police force. We had a bill before Congress last week. As a matter of fact, there's an article out in the Tennessean about that. The Knoxville police chief basically said that Congress failed to do their job last week. There was some money looking to be appropriated to our law enforcement to help combat the addiction problem. And Congress simply said, oh, we'll take this up later, kick the can down the road, which is what they've been doing, I don't know, for about the last 10 years.
Right, true. Like. Yes.
Yeah.
And so as a result of that, you know, we had 14 people in one day overdose in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And that's unbelievable here. Yeah. And this is a I know a paramedic that lives here. That's a good friend of mine that lives here in Rutherford County. And he actually works in the metro area, but he goes on 8 to 10 overdoses every 24-hour shift. Hmm. And these guys need our help. Our public office safety officers need our help.
Wasn't there an arrest made yesterday here?
I think you're right.
Somebody here in Rutherford County was found selling these
fake drugs.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. And this fentanyl, I think, is what, 50 times more powerful than heroin, and it's cheaper to get.
Right, and so if you're addicted, these people are searching because what we did was we cracked down on the pills finally after getting into this epidemic. But there was no vision to say, okay, when we take these pills off the market, we're going to have a lot of addicts out there with nowhere to go. Mm-hmm, right. And so we've seen the rise of heroin. We've seen the rise of fake drugs that are very deadly.
Synthetic
drugs, right. And so there's nowhere for them to go. It's really a shame that an addict has to commit a crime before they start receiving help for their problem.
I know. Yeah. Dalton Barrett has a text for us. Dalton?
This man says, Steve, what kind of response are you getting from people in the 4th District about Insure Tennessee and the need for affordable health care for all citizens of our state?
Well, that's a great question. I'll tell you, I think 87% of the people of Tennessee and everyone that I meet, I've been going around praising the Republican governor of the state of Tennessee because he's trying to improve the lives of Tennesseans. Not only did he do it for health care and tried to get that through, but he also did that for the infrastructure too. And so my campaign stands for bipartisanship. We want to represent Republicans, independents, and Democrats. We want to represent all of the people of Tennessee, not just one's political side of this.
Right, yeah. You know, now, we were talking about just a second ago, you know, recently, and this has been a big thing here in Rutherford County, mm-hmm. and I was very impressed because the county took over the probation
right.
for drug offenders, DUI, and all that,
right.
which is what we're having a general election for new General Sessions judge, which the county desperately needs.
Mm-hmm.
But Mayor Burgess impressed us, and this show, we did this broadcast a couple months ago, something like that, and he was good enough to call in. And the one thing that stuck with me is we're looking, and everybody knows Mayor Burgess, is, I don't know if anybody doesn't like the man, and he's reasonable. And he said, but to get these people some help.
Right.
So mm-hmm. these people are our citizens. There are mm-hmm. some of them are our children. They're our neighbors. And to get these people some help.
That's right, Ed. There's an entire sub-economy that exists right now. And when you pick up someone who's a young adult that's overdosed, you pick up their phone and you look through it, you realize that there's a sub-economy, that pills are the currency. I'll trade you two of these for one of those.
Sure it is.
And then you also have to look at, I keep talking about the young adults because it's so tragic, but take the example of Prince, for example. You know, the man never drank. He never did drugs his entire life. He has hip surgery. And the next thing we know, he's dead from an opiate overdose.
Yeah.
You know, these are powerful, powerful drugs.
They're strong and it's easy to get to.
Well, I don't know how, because, guys, I got to tell you, my doctors won't give me anything unless I swear on a stack of Bibles.
They say it's pretty easy to do.
If you get the right...
Yeah, you get the right doctor.
I think we're talking about some doctors may need their license revoked.
Well, that's exactly right, Ed. Tennessee leads the nation in prescription pill consumption. Now that's hard
to
believe.
Yes,
we swallow more. But I've been to California. I've been to Texas. There's a lot of people there.
Right.
And it's just hard for me to believe that we swallow more pills in Tennessee than anywhere else.
No, I've got data on it. I've done it right here on this broadcast. Yeah, because my niece, who's been on here with me, she's a pharmacy tech, and she's with one of the local pharmacies, and they can spot them when they come in.
Mm-hmm.
They get to know them. They may not know them the first time or two,
mm-hmm.
but
right.
I mean, one fellow was telling me, an individual,
it was being prescribed like 120 pills a month of this and 150 pills of that. I said, who is prescribing these? Because that's not coming from my doctor.
That's right. That's right. So what I have found, I've been investigating. I've been talking to judges and DAs and law enforcement folks all over 16 counties. And what I have found, typically, from the pharmacy standpoint goes, there's a database that they're supposed to check. And typically what I've been hearing is that from a pharmaceutical standpoint, the pharmacies that are, you know, the local ma and pa, they do a really good job of screening who they're sending these prescriptions to.
Sure.
But maybe some of the other pharmacies, mm-hmm. maybe some of the larger chains don't necessarily do as good a job. But it all goes back to the doctors. They all talk about the doctors.
You know, the public service announcements that we used to have a long time ago addressed a lot of those issues about where people could go to get some help.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that a lot of that's being done right now. The public service, if you get one.
Now that you mention it, you're right.
And it's important that our organizations in the community and our churches and people get together and figure out a way to start helping these people.
That's right. And it's important that our Congress get behind our
local
legislators can ask for us for money and say, hey, this has fallen in our lap because of our legislature's failure to act. It's all fallen in law enforcement's lap.
And
these guys, they're dealing with the law enforcement's are dealing with mental health patients. They're dealing with the drug addicts, and they're not trained to do that. And so it's because because our leaders are failing to lead.
Some of our leaders closed our mental health facilities back years ago, and people didn't have anywhere to go.
Well, I saw in today's paper some of the rural communities, the hospitals are closing up, and that's hurting those people.
That's right.
We're going to be right back. We'll go to our half point break. Dalton, 2 minutes, please. Edwin Lee Raymer with you. Steve Reynolds, Hooper Pennell, back with you in 2 minutes. You know, Jeff Mullins is a multi-generational family-owned jewelry store. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry, gold, diamond, and gemstone jewelry, silver jewelry, also offering a huge selection of watches from Luminex, Citizen, Seiko, Pulsar, gifts for any and all occasions. And also, expert jewelry repair by Jeff's dad, Mr. Charles Mullins. I can't tell you the number of times he's fixed watches for me. New batteries, bracelets adjusted, all of the whole nine yards. Visit their website at www.jmullinsjewelry.com, or you can go see them in person there at the store at 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Or you can give them a call at 615-962-7164. That's 615-962-7164. And again, that website is jmullinsjewelry.com. Right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts, excellent selection of bridal jewelry. Again, gold, diamond, gemstone jewelry. Check them out.
Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits, the finest selection of wines in this county, maybe even the entire state. Did you know that Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has their own wine cellar? Their address is 3016 South Church Street here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, also known to us locals as Shelbyville Highway or Highway 231. Located in the IGA Shopping Center, phone number is 615-907-9000. Ted Robertson and his family, and we do mean family-owned. Spotlessly clean store with the friendliest and most knowledgeable staff. You know what goes with this, what wine goes with that. Call Ted and arrange a wine tasting for your office or party, and Murfreesboro Wine and Spirits has got what you need. And we beg all of you, do not drink and drive. Please do not drink and drive. And if you do drink, please drink responsibly. And don't forget to check out their website, MurfreesboroWineAndSpirits.com.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Raymer.
Thank you, Dalton Barrett. Back for our last half hour with Steve Reynolds. He's running for the congressional seat in the 4th District here in Tennessee. You said it takes in about 16 counties.
That's right.
About 6,000 square miles?
6,000 square miles. And it's an unbelievable district, Ed. We've got Fall Creek Falls. We've got Timms Ford.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're the fastest growing community, one of the fastest growing communities in the country in Rutherford County. We have Nissan and General Motors and Hardwick suit manufacturers in Cleveland, Tennessee.
And just tell me that. I did not know. You said they are the oldest suit maker in America?
In America, that's correct. I'm sporting one of their my Navy jacket from them tonight. And
I've been eyeing that too, Steve. Yeah. That's about my size. Yeah.
It made right here in Tennessee by Tennesseans. Older than Brooks Brothers.
Is that right?
I did not know. Yeah, I've never heard it.
Yeah, and when they make them every day over in Cleveland, Tennessee. And, we, you know, these are things that we need to be proud of the things that are made here in Tennessee in our district.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And my campaign plans on continuing to promote this. You'll see this navy blue blazer everywhere I go.
That's good.
Well, I'll tell you, it's amazing. Just things you take for granted of companies that have been around that long. I had no idea. I didn't know we had a suit company right here in Tennessee.
Right.
I didn't.
Yeah.
You think about suits, you think about New York or Los Angeles, you know.
Right, but right.
Very. We touched on something at a meeting 3 weeks ago where the three of us were at. Hooper, I want you, if you would, you mentioned something about the election, how it's handled and all that. Will you? Can you get into that and touch on it just a bit?
Let me just, I'd be glad to do that.
Thank you.
I spent about 10 years in the election business here after I retired from about 28 years of military service. I was a public affairs officer, and so I saw the job opening, and I applied for it. And sometimes I wonder whether I should have got it or not, but I did, and I enjoyed the work, and I learned a lot, too. I learned there's a lot of checks and balances in the election business. A lot of people don't know about, but
included heard, right here. I don't.
I heard somebody say, and they wrote a little article or talked about a need to check into the results of the election. Morning did not match what they were talking about that night. Well, what my response to that was, people do exit polling. They can stand up there and within a certain distance of the poll and ask Steve, how did you vote? Did you vote for President this or did you vote for that? You could say yes, and you could be telling the truth, or you might not want them to know how you vote, so you would say something else. And when their other results come in, it's a little different than what the exit polls say. And they were thinking maybe there's some horseplay going on somewhere.
Right.
Listen. In this county, Rutherford County has got some of the best voting machines that you could ever want to purchase. I was in office when we bought them, so I can vouch for that.
And very easy to use.
Our election commission approved the money to buy those machines, and there's checks and they're checks. The numbers are checked before they even go to the polls. Those numbers are sent to the state of Tennessee, and then it's balanced out, it's checked out, and we're fortunate to have an election commission like we have, and there's no questions there as to whether the votes are right or not, because they're right.
Okay.
They're right. So
you have confidence that they
have? I have confidence that they have, and if you don't have confidence in your system that you're using, there's something wrong. You know, that's what it is. But elections here are handled different than what I have seen over in Europe. When I retired from the election business, I was able to get with the State Department and come up and be an international election observer for a couple of years.
Really? I didn't know that.
And I applied, and I was selected to go. My first place was in Baku, Azerbaijan, which is, now you say, well, I said, where in the world is Azerbaijan? Hell, I can't even pronounce it. But it's on the Caspian Sea over there, and it's really not a sea. It's a big lake.
Right.
But the Russians didn't know that when they named named it a sea. So it's a big lake, but the elections are so different over there. We just went to observe.
Right.
And observe, you don't tell somebody they're doing something wrong. You just write it up. We're working for the Organization of Security and Control in Europe, and they promote democracy.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. We found some stuffed ballot boxes. We found a polling place that you wouldn't want to put your hog in. It was so the floors were so bad. The buildings, it's a public building. It was schools. Right. Terrible.
Right.
And we're fortunate to have locations here in Rutherford County where we can go and feel comfortable voting. One of the rooms that I went into had one light socket in the center of the room hanging down, and there was about this was in November. It was cold.
Right.
Two or three big long wires coming off there running heaters. And they had wraps on, they had clothes on. It was, people would walk for miles to come and vote. So that's,
now, did they use machines or were these paper ballots?
No, they're paper ballots.
Paper ballots.
Paper ballots. That's what I was talking about, stuff in the paper.
Reminds me
ballots.
Back in the days when Fitzgerald, the Kennedys, the mother Kennedy of old Joe Kennedy, her dad was, I think, is it Tammany Hall up there in Boston? I believe. Yeah, right. One of the halls. Yep. And he had some little boy that ran up to him. We're getting ready to go to a break, Dalton. And he ran up to him and said, "Yeah, hey, honey, Fitz, I've already voted for you 5 times today."
Lordy.
We're going to go to a break. Oh, you're listening to the P.I. Show with me, Evan Lee Reimer. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Keeping the pulse of our community, First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Man on the Street Report. This is Freedom Wigan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We have the greatest tellers on the planet, and yes, we still have live tellers inside our branch. Folks that are delighted to see you, folks that offer you a cup of coffee, and folks that tell you to enjoy your day when they're finished with the transaction. Come and see why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. First National Bank of Murfreesboro is proud to be the exclusive sponsor of WGNS's Man on the Street broadcast.
Do you think that the morals of people have declined over the recent years?
I don't think so.
Yes, I do agree with that. We probably don't see that, but I think it has inclined, or declined rather. We live in a fast-paced world, and we're trying to make a living for our families, and we're not spending the time teaching morals to our kids as we used to in the past.
I think a lot of it is because of the traditions and everything, and the roots of, especially America and everything, what we were founded on isn't what we are living by now that we are in the 21st century.
Like, just like teaching your kids and stuff, just being in the schools, like a lot of them act like their parents haven't taught them nothing. Like, I don't want to say anything offensive, so. But literally, like, some kids are really bad, and I'm like, do your parents teach you anything?
Yeah, they kind of have declined, depending on who you are, but I definitely can see a change based on old people and younger people.
Those were your opinions, and with that, I'm Dalton Barrett, your man on the street. The PI program now returns. Now back to your host, Edwin Lee Reimer.
Thank you, Dalton. Hooper, get over here and sit down. You're going to hurt your back. You can't dance like that anymore. You're not 18.
Can't do it.
I didn't
know what
it is. I was going to get a stage show
all
tonight,
right.
Steve.
I'd get up on the table here, maybe.
Hurt your back, and then be all of that. So.
Yeah, okay.
All right, back with the P.I. Show, having more fun than we should be. Hooper Pennell, Stephen Reynolds, who's running for a congressional seat in the 4th District. Stephen, let's talk about this Brexit thing, the breaking away of Great Britain and the European Union. Tell us about, give us your feelings on that.
Sure, Ed. Well, you know, the first time I heard the word Brexit, I was like, wow, did I miss that down at Waffle House last week?
I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah.
I couldn't spell it. I mean, I couldn't pronounce it. Or Brexit. What does that mean? You know?
Yeah. But, yeah, so I've had the good fortune to do a lot of business in Europe and travel overseas. And I'll tell you, I traveled prior to the European Union and after the European Union. I still actually have $10,000 lira from Italy, you know, before the currency changed over. It's worth about $3, I think.
You need a suitcase to carry all your money.
Well, we can get into sound monetary policy later if you want to. But you know, I tell you, the British never really kind of fit in with the mainland Europeans. So, you know, and I believe in self-determination. I believe that people should self-determine all over the world. You know, I think if a lot of folks all over the world started determining their own government, you know, ideally we wouldn't be the police force of the world trying to put in the right governments in. So, but as far as the Brexit goes, I think, you know, Great Britain has the fifth largest economy. They have the fifth largest army. They have a permanent seat on the UN Security Council. They have a permanent seat in the G7. And so, you know, if folks are going to vote that way, then I think that that's the direction that they want to go. There's a lot of far-reaching implications. But you know how the markets react so quickly today. And I think that at the end of the day, the sun's still going to come up tomorrow in Europe as well.
Right.
And the British will be able to survive this one way or the other. You know, the European Union really has only been together for about 30 years. And prior to that, it was, you know, thousands of years.
Well, I think both of you all mentioned you've traveled overseas. I never have. I've been to some of the Caribbean, you know, when I was a kid, parents and all that. But, in England, for example, and a lot of people visit regularly Paris, France.
Oh, yeah.
Or, I mean, because it's not like here.
Right.
Europe
right.
is a totally... It's
That's
not as big.
Kind of like driving to Alabama, right? If
right.
you go from one country
you know,
to the
it's
other.
A lot
right.
better now than it used to be. You used to have to stop at the borders and you had to show papers.
That's true. Yeah. And I can remember, Hooper, when I would travel over there on business, you know, I would always have a liaison that would be with me.
Sure.
And the guy would usually have several stacks of coins in his back seat because we'd have to pay the toll in the various country we were
sure.
in. And so I would be like, what's all this money in the back seat, you know? And it would be just to pay the tolls
just
on
to
the road.
Just to pay the tolls.
So there obviously are benefits to the right. European Union, but ultimately I believe in self-determination.
Well, I think like the south of France, I heard Larry King talking to Mick Jagger one night. He said, I think it's a sunny place for shady people.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a great point.
But you do travel over there different. People, we think of
sure.
having to travel, that there's hours to get to. But not
a lot of restrictions over there, too. I tell this little short story. And then,
sure.
About a couple of friends of mine that was in the guard, and they rented a car. And one was a general officer, and the one was a colonel. So they decided to go over into Poland or somewhere.
Right.
Well, when they come in there and they got to the borderline, they had the wrong paperwork in the car. Well, they got detained at the border. They had to cause the embassy somewhere to get them out of jail because they
sure.
put them in. They thought they'd stolen the car, you know. So
sure.
it is. It's a lot better than it used to be. But talking about the vote in England just goes to show you what a determined effort can produce.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. the people that didn't think it was going to work, they wanted to stay in. They were really surprised that it passed.
Oh yeah,
because the other team just outworked them.
That's right. You know, there's a sentiment all over the world right now for a change of the status quo,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the things my campaign
right.
is representing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a politician. I'm a first-time candidate, and I felt the calling to get involved because I was just very unhappy with what was going on in Washington, D.C.
Well, I think you and everybody else, and especially here in the state of Tennessee, too, to a certain degree.
That's right, and I'll tell you, everywhere I go, everyone I meet, one of the best things that they love to hear me say is that I'm a first-time politician, and so a lot of folks will tell
well,
me to stop
at,
right
at
there.
At least
you
when
know?
You get elected, we can change the sign down on West Main Street. It's got Desjardins, M.D. He's got M.D. He's a doctor, and we all know that, but I mean, you know, that's...
Okay.
That's one of the
All
things.
Right.
I'm going to work hard to make that
Well, thanks.
Yeah,
so Hooper, I see Hooper's on the fence again, as usual.
No.
Steve, very quickly,
I had the privilege of meeting your family, your wife, two of your daughters.
Yes.
Are they accompanying you a lot? I know it's bound to be tiring.
Yeah, well, it's so what I'm trying to do with my family is rotate them out. So I have two wonderful right. daughters and my son. My son will be a freshman at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville this fall. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a political science major. I'm going to tell you, he's getting a real education out there.
Oh, I'll bet he is.
And he's really enjoying it, though. And he's learning, you know, a lot about the process. So this is a great field experiment for him. He'll have a lot to talk about when he gets to Knoxville. But I'll tell you, my two daughters, I've been surrounded by strong women my entire life. My mother grew up in Bedford County without any electricity or running water until she was 15 years old. My sister has traveled the world. She can weld, she can clean your teeth, or she can deliver her famous baked beans on the back of her Harley Davidson, you know. And so I have two nieces that are great women. They're working in the community, and then my two daughters. And so you know, they're a real asset.
And your wife, you know,
of course, my wife. My wife graduated from a college down in Embry-Riddle, which is I call her my rocket scientist because she's an aerospace and air traffic control specialist.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She graduated from a college that's 98% men, and so I've been around strong women my whole life.
Oh yeah, if she graduated from there, she is strong. There's no doubt about it. We're going to go to our last break, Dalton, here with the PI Show with Hooper Peniel, Steve Reynolds, and we'll be back with you in 2 minutes.
A gesture of appreciation. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS. Three siblings and their grandmother spent time Friday morning giving roses to Murfreesboro police officers as a show of support. 11-year-old Landon, 8-year-old Lyric, and 5-year-old Kylie gave the roses to thank the officers for their service and to let them know they're praying for them and their families. The flower delivery comes just a day after at least 5 police officers were killed in Dallas, Texas, at a peaceful protest. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is working to identify a man they say stole about $4,000 from the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro. It happened Wednesday night at the center on 2506 Veals Road. Anybody with any information on the man's whereabouts or identity is urged to contact the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. You'll find his picture at WGNSradio.com. Police in Murfreesboro investigating after a credit card skimming device was found inside a fuel pump. A credit card skimmer is a card reader which captures data from the card's magnetic strip so criminals can use the information to replicate the card. After investigating complaints of fraudulent charges, the device was found at the Sudden Service Shell at 2181 Old Fort Parkway. Detectives say if you have used credit or debit cards at the Sudden Service Shell, check your statements for fraudulent charges. A 28-year-old homeless man in Murfreesboro has been arrested after he was allegedly caught vandalizing the Rutherford County Courthouse. Ben Mankin, who oversees the care of the historic building, told Murfreesboro police he believes Josh Mitchell used an ashtray to pry a brass nameplate off the side of a courthouse. Mankin said the incident was caught on surveillance video. Mankin said that Mitchell also smeared human waste on the courthouse. Mitchell taken to jail. He'll be due in courts August 25th. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
Brought to you by
Ace Construction.
We specialize in residential and commercial repairs, remodeling, and even new construction.
Josh Whitlock with AceConstructionTN.com.
The PI program now returns. Now back to your host.
That is Mr. Mitch Rodder. The song was done in 1966. Mitch Rodder and the Detroit Wheels. PBS did that special. They better hope we don't go back on the road because he'll be stealing some of these younger people's spots, I can tell you. Thank you, Dalton. Appreciate it. All right. We're not here. Okay, Steve, you get over here and sit down now. Now you're dancing around the office. You're going to hurt your back. Steve Reynolds is here. Hooper Peniel. Dalton Barrett on the board. I am Edwin Lee Raymer. I did want to bring up a fellow that's come to be a great friend. He's one of your campaign managers, Darryl Bolden.
Yes.
Is he not the real deal?
The real deal.
I'm going to tell you.
He is.
Darryl is committed. You know, he's a Bernie delegate and going to Philadelphia. He sure is. And so these young people, I'm going to tell you, when I was young, folks weren't as engaged in the political process as they are now. So I think we're heading in the right direction.
He's engaged.
Oh, yeah. Daryl is full of energy. And anyway, I was lucky to find him, and he's really helped me set up the basic infrastructure for this campaign. And he's from the 4th District, which helps us out a lot. He's from Warren County, which happens to be the nursery capital of the world. You know,
it sure is.
Trees are a good thing.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
And so they grow a lot of trees up there in Warren County.
Well, he has impressed me. He is the real deal. We were chatting back and forth the other night on Facebook, and I said, you know, I think I'm going to talk to Steve Reynolds and see about getting this kid a religious, just a total, you know, psychological makeup and see workup and see how because he is so enthusiastic. Yeah. He really is sincere. He's sincere.
We also have Ryan Wagner working for us, too. She's a young lady from Memphis, and she's been critical in this development of this campaign as well. And so I've built a lot of teams over the years, and when these young folks come in, I really feed off of their energy.
My mother always said, you know, if you hang with young people, and I see it, here's two of them right here at the station, that you know, young people have ideas, too.
That's right.
You know?
They do.
That's right.
And most of us will admit our ideas through time have not worked out.
Right.
But occasionally when you get one that does, man, it's a thing of beauty. You know, I never had any idea for business in my life. I'd sit in the living room, added up at the bottom of a yellow legal pad and say, honey, we're going to make $1 million off this deal. Right. Now, I've never made that $1 million yet.
Right. Still working on
we're
it.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
So.
But these young people like Daryl, I mean, they're involved in the process, which is the first step.
Right.
And that's the first step, is to get more. And listen, these kids that come, when they come back to Middle Tennessee in August, they have the ability to flip Rutherford County in my direction. Don't think that I hadn't thought about that. And so we're going to engage. And I know a lot of them. I coached them on the baseball fields. They've been around the community. And so we're going to have a very active presence over on the campus here. And on other campuses as well, because these young people, they can see the future and they want to be involved.
Exactly.
And so it's important for me to include that as part of my campaign. You know, we're learning a lot of lessons, we're going to make a few mistakes along the way, but I wouldn't do it any other way without having the enthusiasm and energy of the young folks that are on my team.
Well, we appreciate you being here tonight, and Hooper, you too. Hooper, we've got about 5 minutes left. Go ahead.
One thing I wanted to mention, our chair, Jackie Pope, wasn't able to be here tonight, but she is about as enthusiastic as anybody that we'll know, and she's heading up the party here in Rutherford County. And I would encourage everybody to go to our website at www.rcdp.org and look at our candidates. Check them out. Call them up. Talk to them. And that's important. It's important to know who you're voting for.
Right.
And then be sure and go to the polls. Early voting starts this Friday. That's this Friday.
Right.
I didn't realize it. That's close, but it's this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We got locations all over the county where people can go. You don't have to go to your old polling place. You can go to any one of these early voting places and vote.
Right.
Hours are posted.
I love
convenient.
It.
Convenient.
Oh,
it's
I love
easy.
It.
It's easy.
I'm on the square just about every day, and it's so easy. Just
it's easy.
Pull in, stop, go in, vote.
It's, to go right
it's
in
so
there.
Easy to
and,
do.
And, but it's
and
great.
Hooper,
it's
say,
great.
Yeah, I want to say that I think some people over the years, and maybe some of our older people, have been intimidated by the machines.
Oh.
It's not hard.
It's not hard. And ask the machine operator.
They'll tell you how to operate. Will bend over backwards to help you. They love it.
Certainly will.
And they're not being paid a bunch of money to be there either, but they're there because they're concerned.
But
citizens.
I'm going
to
be a machine operator out the Murfreesboro Realty Association building, and I guarantee you, if you come out there, I'll be glad to show you how to use the machine. There's nothing to it.
There's nothing to it.
But I want to say it's been a pleasure for me to be here with such an outstanding gentleman here, Steve Reynolds, who's gonna take that seat away in November, and we're gonna have some good representation up there in Congress, and somebody I feel like that we can call on to get us some help down here in Tennessee.
Hooper Peniel,
yes sir,
longtime friend of Rutherford County. Thank you so much for being here, Steve.
Right.
You got the last word.
Sure, thanks, Ed. Well, I just appreciate the opportunity to be here. I've listened to
WGNS
for probably 25 years now. The various programs, I really get a lot of my local news from the radio station here in town. And anyway, I'm a first time politician and I'm running for office, but I would love to have your support out there. Hope I can earn your support. And as Hooper was saying, accessibility accountability is a big thing. We should be able to speak to our representatives no matter what level they're running for. And I'm a hometown guy, and I hope that pays off in Rutherford County this fall. You can check out my website at www.reynolds2016.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Stephen Reynolds for U.S. Congress. Give us a like. Check out the things we've been doing. Keep up with our campaign. We're on the move, Ed. We're all over the place the time.
I know. And like I said, 6,000 square miles. I mean, you don't have much time. You've got to move.
We don't. And we've been out to a lot of the rural counties, and we're going to turn a lot more of our attention towards Rutherford County as we approach the general election.
Of all the elections that I've voted in, more than I can ever remember since I was 18, I've voted in every election I possibly could. I don't believe I've ever missed one. I may have, but I don't think so. But I've only had a handful of people to ever come up and say, I'm running for this office. Shake your hand and say, I would appreciate your vote. Mm-hmm. And I voted for them.
Yeah.
And that means
makes a difference.
Go ask them and say, you know, people look at that like it's a sign of weakness. Well, I'm going to put some signs out and I'll get on Facebook and I'll get a lot of votes. Well,
yeah,
that's wonderful. You might do it. Right. But you've got to put it all together.
That's right, Ed. People want their candidate to earn it in the 4th district. They you know, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, they have a very direct way of telling you, I'm sure.
That's right. Yeah. And we're out there shaking folks' hands and looking them
Ed,
in the eye.
We appreciate what you've done for us tonight too. We certainly
it's nothing, believe me, and we hope to have you back.
All the folks over there. The Barrett boys and forget your name. But,
primary. Yeah, Matt Stiles. Matt Stiles wanders in here. Keeps him off the streets.
Yeah. That's a great Dalton, place.
Play us out, and we're going to get out of here. You've been listening to The P.I. Show with me, Edwin Lee Raymer, here on WGNS. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Sunday.